Okay, we are learning Daf Mem Vav. We're starting a new parak. Yes, Bechar lenachla, ve'ina Bechar lekayin. We know that Bechar gets Pishnayim. We're talking about a person, a human Bechar. So first of all, a human Bechar gets Pishnayim of the Yerusha. So it has a lacha of Bechar regarding Yerusha. There's an alacha of Bechar that needs a pidin ben, and you give the money to the kayin. So that's the two things. Bechar l'nachla, which means pishnayim, and bechar kayin means you give five slum to the kayin. So yes, bechar l'nachla, v'ein bechar l'kayin. There are some things, some kids who are born who have a din bechar for pishnayim, but don't have a din bechar for the din of pidin ben. And some are bechar l'kayin, they have a din pidin ben, v'ein bechar l'nachla, doesn't have a din for Yerusha. Some are bechar l'nachla Vilakayin, a regular Bechar, a regular baby born and everything is perfect, then it's a Bechar l'nachla and a kain. But yeah, she'ain a Bechar l'nachla l'kayin, and someone neither, not a Bechar for nachla or for kain, even though it's a firstborn. And the Mishnah will explain exactly examples for all of these. The first thing the Mishnah explains is the Bechar l'nachla, not Bechar l'kayin. Ezu Bechar l'nachla, which type of Bechar is a Bechar for Pishnayim? He gets double of all the Yerusha. Ve'ain a Bechar l'kayin, he has no Pidin Aben. You know what that is? That's Haba Acha Nefalim. That means a baby that came after a Nefel was born. Even though the Nefel stuck out his head alive, still, it's not enough to pater the next one from Pishnayim. And what's the reason? Because the din of Pidyon HaBen is telling him Peter Rechem, the opening of the womb of the mother. And a nefel is enough of an opening, enough of a birth, that called a second child will not be called a Bechar or Peter Rechem. But regarding Bechar for Pishnayim, it's only considered a firstborn if it's something that the father would be bothered if he dies. But if it's a nefel, he doesn't care, because it wasn't going to be a viable baby anyway, therefore he doesn't bother him so much if it dies, and therefore it's not considered there was a baby born already, and therefore the kid born afterwards is still the Bechar for Nachla. But Peter Rechem is not. So the first example of Bechar l'nachla, not Bechar l'kayin, is Abba Ach Nefalim, the one who's born after a Nefel. Even though the Nefel stuck at his head as alive, but it died right afterwards, and it was a Nefel, it's not going to pater from Nachla. Ben Tishas Yotzer Reish Meis, or a stillborn, also a stillborn will pater the next child from Pidyon HaBen, but the next child will be a Bechar Pishnayim. Or on a palace can behem a chayiv oif, the Rav Meir. Meir holds that if Isha is Mapel, it's something that looks like a behemah chayiv oif, then there's no pidyon haben afterwards, but there is pishnayim. V'chomerim achi yibinoi boi tzuras adam. Chom agar amei, and they hold that if it's mapelos of behemah chayiv oif, it's not even considered peter rechem, and it will be a bechar sai for nachla and for kayin. The Mishnah goes further. Mapelos sandal, if it's mapel a child, looks like a child, just doesn't have a face, the face is crushed, smashed, flat, oishilya, or gives birth to a sack. And we know every sack has a vlad inside it, so it's enough to be called peter rechem. Oy spear merukim, or it's a skin of a vlad with that looks, has a little bit of veins in it. That looks a little bit like a child. Ayetz mechutach, or the child came out, cut up. So all these things, haba acharei and bechar l'nachla. The one who comes afterwards is still called bechar l'nachla because on the first one it wasn't a viable child. Therefore, it doesn't make the second child loses Bechar, but the regarding Pidyon HaBen, the first child is enough to be called a Peter Rechem, and therefore we potter for five slum to the Kain. So the Abba Achareim, Bechar l'Nachla, and Bechar l'Kain. So those are all the Bechar l'Nachla and Eina Bechar l'Kain, and we're still going to say some more. Mishaloi hoyuloi banim. Another example of Bechar l'Nachla and not Bechar l'Kain is if you have Ruvain who never had children. V'nasa Isha, and he marries Leah, who already had children. V'nasa Isha Shkara Yolda. Then the halacha is that there's no Pidyon HaBen. Since the Isha already had a Peter Rechem, there's no Pidyon HaBen. But regarding Ruvain, this is his first child, so of course he gets Pishnayim, because Yerusha goes Basta the father, not Basta the mother. And the father never had a child before, so this will be his firstborn, and it will get Pishnayim, and will not be a Bechar L'Kayin. Another example, which is similar to this example, is Oida Shifcha V'nishtachara. She had a child while she was a shivcha, and then now she got freed and married him. So there, and now it was a normal kedushin. There, the same thing is that the first child, does not count l'nachla, because the first child came from the shivcha, so the second child will be the bechor for nachla. But regarding pinya ben, it's totally peterechem. L'maisa, for this isha, it's not her first peterechem, the first opening of a womb. Oida v'yizchavim, same thing with gairo. She was a goy, she had a child when she was a goy, and she was gairo. Also, it's not her first child. After she becomes the Yisrael, so then the halacha is that again, we're saying the reason is because she has a pet rechem again. But these cases, last two cases, basically argue. Even regarding a kohen is a bechor. She already had a baby. Zokter of Yaisi Shnemel Pet Rechem be Yisrael at Yifteru Rechem be Yisrael. The pasuk says Kashu Kavuchar Peter Korechem Bivnei Yisrael. It has to be a Peter Rechem Yisrael. And here, while she was a goy or a shivcha, she had the Peter Rechem does not count. And the next baby, even though it's not the firstborn of her Rechem, but since it's the firstborn as a Jewish Rechem, it will be Chayiv for Pidyon Aven for Bechar. So these are all the cases of Bechar l'nachla and not Bechar l'kayin. Now we're going to say the opposite. Of Bechar l'kayin, not Bechar l'nachla, we have around seven cases for the next thing. First case. Misha hoyu loy banim, simple case. He had other children, the man, Ruvain. V'nasta isha, he married isha shaloy aldo. They never had a child. So for her, it's a peter rech, and therefore it's chayif a Bechar to give pinyan ben to the kayin. Mashenkin l'gabi pishnayim, Yerusha, this is not his first child, so of course there's no pishnayim on the Yerusha. That's case number one. Case number two is Niskaira Muberes. She became a ger while she was a Muberes, while she was pregnant, and then she had a child after she was already a Jew. So that's Chayev and Mechar, because she's a Peter Rechem of Yisrael, and it's the first child. But there's no din Yerusha, because Yerusha has to be Hayrasha Bekedusha, has to be a conceived while that she was Bekedusha, she was a Yid. Nishtach Romavaris, same thing with Nishtach Romavaris, this is the third case. Also, because when she conceived with the baby, she was not Bekedusha yet, and therefore there's no Yerusha. But there is Bechar L'Kayim, because she had the Peterech of opening the womb happened after she was a Jewish already. The next case is a case where babies got mixed up. Let's say Yolda Hivik Kehenes. A Kehenes who has a firstborn, there's no Bechar, and she also gave a firstborn. Reuben had two wives, had Leah and a Kehenes, and they both had firstborns, and the babies got mixed up. So regarding Yerusha, none of them were able to take Pishnayim. You know why? Because they're not sure which one's which. So there's no Pishnayim. But you will have to give Pidya Ben, because you know one of them for sure is Chayiv and Pidya Ben, because one of them came from Yisraelis. Hiva Levia, the same thing, they got mixed up. There's no Pishnayim, but there is Kayin. Hiva Isha Shgrayaldo, or her baby got mixed up with her other wife that already had a child. So the other wife is no Pidyon HaBen, but hers is a Pidyon HaBen, but there's no Pishnayim, because we're not sure which one is the oldest. So there's no Pishnayim, but there is a Pidyon HaBen. Someone was married, Leah was married to Reuven, and Reuven died, and then he married Shimon. And you're not sure if this baby belongs to Reuven or to Shimon. So either way, he's Chayav Mechar, because he's the firstborn of Leah, but there's no Pishnayim. As it might not be Yerusha at all, the Gemara is going to ask, because you don't know who his father is. And she got married, the elder, she had a baby, if this baby is from Reuven, and it's born 9 months, or Yiben Shiva, or it's born 7th month, and it's the next, and Shimon, it's the next husband, Lacher. So all these things are Bechar L'Kayin, Ve'enoi Bechar L'Nachla. All these things are Bechar L'Kayin, and not a Bechar L'Nachla. It's not for Pishnayim, you only have Pidyon HaBen, but no Pishnayim on these.